Hey guys, this is Joe, founder and host of StartupRadio.io. As you guys may already know, I've run this podcast full-time since January 2021. I'm very happy to announce that Anchor FM is my sponsor for this podcast. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free and it's easy to use, even for a newbie. They're creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany, bringing you today this month in German startups, April 2021. And Chris is, of course, with me again. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hello. Hi. I'm good. New York is coming back to life. It's a very different feeling from a year ago.
I've heard you've been to the cinema already, to a birthday party. What else?
Theater, indoor dining, and double vaxxed. It's the way to go. I got mine in a Rite Aid, so it's a really between protein shakes and vitamin pills.
Sounds pretty promising. I hope I can announce in September news that I got vaccinated. Right now, the European Union, including Germany, does have some problems with getting their hands on enough vaccines. But my mother and my mother-in-law have already been vaccinated. And my wife, since she's working in the food industry, food and drinks industry, she's also up for vaccination pretty soon, we hope. Let's get a little bit down to business this month in German startups, April 2020. Welcome to this month in German startups by StartupRadio.io in a transatlantic news recording with Chris in New York City and me, Joe, from Frankfurt am Main, Germany. If you haven't done already so, make sure to hit the like and subscribe button down here wherever you're listening to this or watching this. Today, we're wrapping up April 2021 for you. We talk about SPACs, which have been all the rage, but now they get to work. We bring you news about potential SPAC deals, for example, with Solaris Bank, Inform, Lilium, and Volocopter. The first three eyeing a valuation of more than $1 billion. And we also have a Gorilla Unicorn. Make sure to follow us. Here's the link, linktr.ee/StartupRadio. And a little bit of housekeeping here. Stay safe, everyone. As always, Startup Radio is working tirelessly towards our internet radio station. Now we could onboard Laptop Radio, a Stanford campus radio show covering bleeding edge technology, as well as Radio Free Enterprise based in Virginia. Our friends from IBGR Network have also completed their shows for syndication with our internet radio station called AgileRate.io. Tune into our radio station to learn more. Chris, I'm sure you got some top news there, right?
Yes, top news about one of the biggest trends we see right now in the venture capital world or in the startup world, SPACs and or a SPAC in this case, related to the unicorn banking from to a unicorn banking case from Berlin, because we see there that the banking as a service specialist Solaris Bank is looking for an investment bank to take her public via a SPAC deal. So just the briefest of explanations probably is to say, well, SPACs are like shell companies who which are set up by investors and have the purpose of raising money to then invest that money in startups. Would you say that's an okay-ish explanation?
Yes, that basically they do all the paperwork to get listed, and then they acquire non-listed companies. Actually, right now, as we're speaking, it appears that the SPAC trend is already like bottoming out. And yeah, well, they've been all the rage. Now it goes a little bit down. But you have to see that it's very hard for the SPACs already out there to really find enough quality startups to really acquire and to take public. That is the main issue. The idea itself is not bad, but you just have to find the right companies, and I do believe they are really working hard on this, but not everybody will be able to find them.
No. Yeah, so we will see whether it's one of those cases where actually you see a hype and then the hype ebbs, and then you see something developing on a higher plateau than it was before. So we will see. Going back to Solaris Bank, they are looking for a valuation beyond 1 billion euros, so around 1.2 billion US dollars right now. They also raised a Series C round in June 2020 with a valuation of 360 million US dollars, so 300 million euros back then, compared to Commerzbank, which is Germany's number two in listed banks, and has a market cap of 7.8 billion US dollars as of April 27th, and 48,000 employees globally as of the end of 2020. And Solaris has 230 employees. So we see that there is a lot of movement, especially related to the company, but still it's also one of those cases where the old world and the new world are really having some interesting comparisons, dynamics, and key metrics if you look at it a bit closer. Another unicorn, another case of the SPACs, is related to farming. And it's also in Berlin. There is the Berlin-based vertical farming startup InFarm. They hired Goldman Sachs to get them listed in a SPAC deal, valuing the company at $1 billion US dollars. The startup so far raised 100 million US dollars from investors like Atomico and Skype founder Zenström. So we will see how their ambitious plans go from here. We have Volocopter, which we had on our show a couple of times already, still nurturing the idea of air taxis. And they are also looking at fresh capital, also with a SPAC as an option, says the CEO. Some more information about this are in our show notes. Lilium, though, is already there. Also an aviation startup. They are going public through a SPAC deal with an ex-General Motors executive, tripling the valuation of the company to 3.3 billion US dollars. And we have news about you, and about you as a German fashion retailer, whom you probably have never heard of, but who is actually pretty successful. They surpassed 1 billion euros in revenue in the financial year of 2020. They stopped a potential merger with Zalando and prepared for their own IPO. They are based in Hamburg. I'd say it's catering more to a younger audience, having brands like Nike, Puma, Levi's, Polo, North Face, Guess, etc., and a rather youngish look on the website aboutyou.de. Back to you.
Mm-hmm. We may add that they're online only about you. Guys, I had enough of SPACs for now. Let's say, what would you say about a little bit more top news without SPACs? German Nest competitor Tado is looking for a NASDAQ IPO. We found Tado is a German competitor of Google's Nest. They raised more than 100 million US dollar VC money from investors like Siemens, Amazon, Total or Amazon, Total and E.ON, a German energy company. Total is a French energy company, and now they're considering an IPO at NASDAQ. We will surely keep you up to date there. Unicorn Gorilla, Gorillas, the on-demand grocery delivery startup, raises $290 million US dollars and surpasses the $1 billion valuation. Our never-ending story, Wirecard. We promise to keep you up to date and we stick to it every news. Keep in mind, there's still an investigative committee ongoing. This month, Chancellor Merkel had to appear in front of the investigative committee for Wirecard. We did not gain any new insights. She only admitted to lobbying for Wirecard during her China trip, but did not know about the company cooking their books at this time. We got a press release in our inbox. Finch Capital's Nomu Pay sweeps up Wirecard's APAC assets, meaning Asia Pacific. Chris, you want to take the bird's eye?
Yep. What is your... I will move on from here. But what is your impression as of now of the political discussion of the Wirecard case? Do you think it will have implications also looking forward to the election? Or is it just something where people think, well, companies are companies, politicians are politicians, it is what it is. And also, it's really complicated. And yeah.
Personal opinion, it will be totally overshadowed by Corona, COVID, the vaccination, the lockdowns and all that stuff, because it touches way more the lives of normal people than Wirecard. Even though after COVID is through and we had our election fall, I do believe it's towards end of September, maybe some new legislation due to Wirecard will be popping up. But there will be most likely something that becomes law next year. Summer next year, fall, so nothing immediate right now. And I could not see like anyone stepping into, like we call it in Germany, Fettnäpfchen, stepping into any traps during the investor committee from what I've seen so far.
Yeah. Okay. Then moving on from the companies and taking a look at the bigger picture, as you said, like the ecosystem. So we already had news in our show that the largest fintechs are raising more money than the others. Now we have confirmation that this held true in 2020 for all German startups as well. So the top 100 tech startups in Germany raised in 2020 more money than the year before, despite COVID and all the discussions. Trends are still stable and strong. Another huge topic of the past couple of weeks, months, years is blockchain. And related to blockchain technology, the German Bundesbank confirms the first successful trades of German government bonds with large international banks on blockchain. So it seems as if the like governmental administration players are moving into that market as well with some probably like hesitancy or caution, but it is happening nevertheless. And fintechs in Europe raised 4.4 billion euro, 5.2 billion US dollars, according to Black FinTech. A bit more about this is in the show notes. Moving on to the hubs in Germany, the places of action.
I was really smiling. People could not see that when you talked about public entities getting into blockchains. I just thought, that's the point when your company valuation will not triple or like increase 20-fold just by adding blockchain to the name. So I do believe this hype is over and now we get down to business, which is actually the part I enjoy more. Enough said about that. Talk about hubs. As always, the order of the news and cities is only due to the time when we discovered the news. Frankfurt, the startup Wingcopter. Yes, we did an interview with them. Yes, you can find it down here in the show notes. And all Nippon Airways from Japan partnered to jointly develop drone delivery infrastructure. The idea behind it is that they have some small islands off the coast of Japan and they can use it to deliver medications, parcels, and all that stuff, which is not very big because the copter is not made for people, but for stuff like parcel and medical delivery. And they can basically have a continual service to those islands a little bit further out. Düsseldorf, very nice city, at the small river Düssel in more northwest of Germany, I would say. Citigroup and the UK-based asset manager Chinhavari invest 250 million euros, almost 300 million US dollars in Düsseldorf-based finance platform Alx Money. You heard about them in the past. This money is intended for credit that it can directly hand out from the platform. Munich-based fintech Global Savings Group buys Berlin-based loyalty app Swoop, according to Munich Startups. Plus, I have some pretty bad news. It looks like this year, no Oktoberfest as well. Just trivia I got in here. Austria. Graz in Austria opens new startup center for 12 million euros, suggestively named Unicorn. I like that one. And Switzerland, Zurich-based Beekeeper acquires Rua to tackle $1 trillion opportunity in the frontline workforce productivity and collaboration space. Chris, I do believe you got some news on single companies.
Yeah, so we had the top news, we had the ecosystem, and we had the hubs. So we are diving even further down and now look at some more company news. And that brings us back to the topic of specs, because the ticker symbol $RKTAU is the spec made by Berlin-based Rocket Internet. So they will be traded on NASDAQ. The IPO volume could reach up to 287 million US dollars, says one article. And we have the German-based SPAC Teotech A. They priced a $300 million IPO as well. So, yeah, we will see how much the SPACs will disappear in the upcoming months. Moving on to e-mobility, there was just one curious news story about this, just showing probably why e-mobility is not yet working in Europe, or at least claiming that e-mobility is not yet working in Europe. It was about a retired couple that wanted to drive with an ID3, an all-electric car, from Freiburg in Germany to Montpellier in France. The normal trip time would be 7.5 hours. It took them 26 hours, though, due to problems with apps, with charging, with payments. And I think it's maybe one of the like extreme examples, but with its emphasis on a specific problem, it just shows how media still frames reporting about the future of mobility. And you are giving us some fintech news.
Some more fintech news. Thanks, Chris. Berlin-based payment terminal provider SumUp raises 750 million euros venture debt from investors like Bain Capital and Goldman Sachs for further expansion. The IPO is at least 3 years down the road, and the speculators are out of the question. Allianz X, the VC arm of German insurance giant Allianz, formerly their company builder, is rumored to have invested 100 million US dollars in the 600 million investment round with Stripe. The Artlab, a robo advisor of Vanguard in Germany, is live. The Block Finance Forward reports BCG are building it. And Sifted has a nice article, Meet the Fast Growing N26 Mafia, the employees turned entrepreneurs. Of course, they're referring to former employees of Berlin-based N26 Challenger Bank. And WeFox, the insurtech startup from Berlin, brings in Goldman Sachs for a funding push.
Chris, some more companies. Some of it in the spirit of being a true wrap-up a bit older. For example, in mid-March, we already learned that the founders of the Berlin-based Colibri Games Studio are leaving the company after they had already sold it to Ubisoft from France in 2020. They claim that they want to move on, or they plan to move on also to be in more investors themselves. We have Otto, which is one of the biggest traditional catalog retailers in Germany, started a huge success story after World War II. And the number two in German e-commerce, among Amazon and Zalando and all the other digital only competition. Otto increased revenue in 2020 by 30%, mostly driven by online shopping. And, it seems to be one of those stories where a legacy company is really doing well and doing something right, how to figure out the internet. Mario Götze of soccer fame, worldwide soccer fame, invests in Berlin-based Plus Dental, a company producing dental splints, which wants to become a unicorn. And last but not least, by the billionaire twin investors behind bio and tech success have set their sight on a new startup, the Münchner Leukämie Labor, the Leukemia Lab, a startup focusing on treating leukemia. You can also learn more about the twin investors in our blog post, because I think you spoke to them, Jörn, right?
Unfortunately, they never talked to me, but I did a very deep dive into those guys, the brothers Strüngmann. They are together ranked number 200, the twin brothers, as richest individuals in the world. They have multi-billion asset, and as a German, you may know Hexal, the company that produces pharmacy medicine that run out of patent protection and can be reproduced pretty cheap. They sold this in a multi-billion dollar deal already years and years ago. And then they started investing the money, for example, in companies you know from our startup news. For example, they made bio and tech possible. At the time of the IPO of BioNTech, they have been the biggest share owner, owning more than 50% of the company. As well, they have been early investors in companies like CureVac and many, many other interesting biotech startups in Germany. That's why we shed some lights on them, even though there's not a lot of information available about them at all. And so that is a place where we thought, oh, that would be worth a blog post, even though it took us quite some time to get it together. And last but not least, we have two more news. All other news, ECB, the new digital euro, will be anonymous, says the ECB. And of course, as always, the head of the curve, the A16Z Marketplace 100 2021 entries in Horowitz and Zoom launches of 100 million Zoom apps investment fund. And of course, as always, go down here in the show notes. There's a link to our blog post where you find all the links, all the news we're referring to, and you can read more. Even though you don't speak German, you can still use the translation of your web browser and you somehow can figure out what they're talking about. Right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Pleasure as always talking to you. And same. We are once again below 25 minutes. Thank you. You're awesome, man.
Bye-bye. Same. See you.
Bye-bye.
If you are a professional looking at the European startup scene, Germany is a place you cannot miss. Fortunately for you, there is StartupRad.io, the authority on German startups. This English-only podcast brings you fresh interviews each week. Most likely, you have never heard or read anything on these startups before in English, but you will in the future. Be ahead of the curve and subscribe to StartupRad.io podcast, or check for the StartupRad.io internet radio station. Check your Alexa for the StartupRad.io skill as well.